and how are the thousands of students, almost a half a million actually in the state of New York, who study in independent colleges. How is this going to impact on them?
Cynthia Zane is president of Hilbert College in Hamburg, a four-year private Catholic college where more than 1,000 students are enrolled. Zane says she is pleased the governor's plan would increase a chance for more students to seek higher education, but it could threaten smaller private institutions. Zane pointed out that historically, the state has always formed public-private partnerships in higher education.
I quite frankly am not sure if there was this huge shift how SUNY and CUNY could absorb without a significant increase in their budgets those larger number of students.
Over the last several years, small colleges nationwide have been struggling with enrollment and debts. This Cuomo tuition-free plan for New York students in families earning $125,000 or less is designed to ease the high cost of college.
That this is a very well-intended program, but it hasn't been fully thought out yet.
Gary Olson is president of Damon College in Amherst. Damon is a private school. Right now, it has more than 2,700 graduate and undergraduate students enrolled.
And I do hope that the governor and his people, as they move forward and are, you know, writing legislation to present to the legislature, that they remember that the private sector is literally a little bit more than 50% of his higher education system in his state, and he needs to remember that he doesn't want to disadvantage one at the expense of the other.
Both Olson and Zane describe how much financial aid is given through the tuition assistance program, known as TAP, to students that attend their schools.
My biggest concern is that students are still going to have a choice. So right now, for example, with TAP funds, a student is able to go to any institution in the state of New York and have those funds be applied to their tuition. And it gives families, especially ones who are modest means, and it really gives the private sector an opportunity to serve those students, sometimes high-at-risk students, in a way that has a positive impact on their lives.
Like Zane, Olson says he's concerned about the unintended consequences from this proposed tuition-free plan.
If money were put into the system just for the public sector and not for the private sector, as it would be if you just put it into financial aid, then you potentially could have a flood of students from the private sector over to the public. And the problem with that is that the publics would not be able to handle that capacity. Then they would inevitably have to go back to the state and say, we need a lot more money to handle the capacity.
Damon and Hilbert also provide significant economic impacts in their communities.
We have an economic impact each year of $130 million. If all of a sudden we're just one little college, if all of a sudden we didn't exist, that would be a major impact to the economy.
Where we're, quite frankly, an economic dragger. Hilbert has over 500 total employees by headcount with adjuncts, coaches, student workers. We have an over $35 million impact on the Hamburg community, and I'm one of hundreds of private colleges that have that same impact.
Now, Zane says she's expecting private college presidents to lobby the governor to tell their story as this proposed public tuition-free plan unfolds in Albany that would still need approval from state lawmakers. Zane tells us, hang on, it could be a bumpy ride. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.